Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Well, you also talk about envisioning the victory, envisioning the story. And I remember a story you tell in the book, and Julie, this will go to you, but I'd love for you both to speak to it. I loved your honesty here. You talked about a time you'd had three moves in 1 year. You didn't have any book contract prospects before you. I don't think you had speaking prospects before you. And yet, and it was tempting to get kind of depressed, to go, okay, our influence seems like it's long gone. We used to have a lot of influence at this particular season, not so much. But then you both decided to look up and get a vision. Like, what do you want to see happen? Julie, take the story from that place.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really easy. And when we are inundated and everything is going against us, to get discouraged. And so I think, again, that's when we can look forward to the future. In that particular season, like you said, Susie, we had literally moved three times in an 11-month period of time. And as God was calling us out to do the ministry, I remember I was like, God, why couldn't you have called us to do this when we had X amount of dollars coming in? And yet what God showed in that season was that if we would have done it in that timing, right, we would have thought we were something. But God was bringing us to a place where he wanted to show that he was going to do it. And so in that season, as we were really down, we began to envision. God gave us a huge promise. And that promise, at first it was overwhelming. And so Greg said, Julie, you know what? If God spoke it, all we need to do is simply be there for a moment. So what we did, it really sounds a little strange, but it was powerful. We began to envision God's fulfilled promise, because when God whispered his promise to us in the past, he's already seen it in its full fulfillment, right? Mm-hmm. We haven't, because we're bound by time and space, but him and his infiniteness, he spoke it. So when he does that, all we have to do is align our life. And so we began to think, what would that be like? And then we began to feel it. We began to say, well, we're doing this, and we've accomplished that. And we started just to dream. And if we were, you know, million-copy best-selling authors, for example, well, we'd have a staff of people. Well, what happened in all of that, Susie, is instead of thinking, well, how do we get there? How do we get that to happen, which makes me have to shoulder all the responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me have to think, well, how are we going to do that? And I look at everything that we don't have. Instead, we were already in that place because God promised it. And so we were going to accept it by faith and move towards it. And when we got there, instead of asking, how do we get there? It was, how did we get here? And we worked from that place and looked back. And then our next steps became really powerfully clear of what we simply needed to do next.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.